Hi, this is Eva Maria Hunt, energy therapist and artist at spiritual-wonders.com. This visualization is helping you to move from fear to love. So if you are ready, make yourself comfortable by sitting down or laying down. Close your eyes and just watch your breath for now. Just see, feel the pattern of your breathing. Notice whether it's fast and shallow or slow and deeper. Just watch it, observe it. And then I'd like you to breathe in for the count of six and breathe out for the count of six. And just feel the difference. Keep breathing in this manner and start scanning your body. How it feels like from the top of your head, moving your attention all the way down to your feet. Is there any tension anywhere inside of you? Any pain? Anything at all that grabs your attention? Now I'd like you to focus on your toes and relax the muscles in them. Then do the same at your ankles and calves. If you need to, you can tense your muscles up a little bit before you actually start relaxing them so you really feel the difference between them. And then relax your knees, your thighs, your hips. Really let them open up and sink into the couch. Then relax your lower body or tummy, the muscles in your chest, let it open up, let your ribcage expand. Then relax your shoulders, arms and fingers, the muscles in your neck, in your face, the skin on your forehead, and the skin on the top of your head. Now your entire body is a bit more relaxed. Maybe you feel like it's sinking into the couch a little bit more. Maybe it gets a bit heavier, but it's all good. It's just showing that you really started to relax. Now I'd like you to imagine a beautiful building in front of you. It can be a modern building, a skyscraper, or could be a tower of a castle or whatever you would like to imagine. But it needs to have the ground floor plus seven floors because this building represents your chakra system, your energy centers. And now I'd like you to imagine a tiny version of you next to this building. And as this tiny you looking up to this building realizes that the first three floors are quite dark, the fourth is really very, very bright with light. So nevertheless, you decide to enter this building, and of course you are entering on the ground floor. So in order to get to your root chakra, you need to take the stairs. And that's exactly what you are doing. And then you arrive to a door, which is possibly red, but it could be another color. So just go with your intuition and then push it open and walk through that door. Now you find yourself inside of your root chakra. It is kind of a room there, which you can imagine. And I'd like you to realize how you feel when you are in there. So what thoughts are coming to you, what emotions you are realizing, is there any negative coming to you? Like, this chakra is about safety and security. Do you feel safe physically, financially, emotionally? Do you feel like you can rely on other people? Do you feel alone? Do you feel like you are a black sheep? Maybe you feel you don't belong here. So just scan yourself and feel how it feels like to be in that area. It might feel dark, it might feel a bit muddy or unpleasant. Don't worry about it, just stay with it. We won't stay long. Now, you realize at the other end of the room there is another door. And that door now leads you to the second floor. So take the steps, the stairs, and you find yourself in front of another door now. Now this door might be orange, but again, just go with your intuition what color you see in front of you. This is the level of your sacral chakra. So push the door open, walk through it, and again, just try to feel, sense how you feel like on this level. Now, this is about your creativity and your inner child. You might feel creative, you might feel like you want to be creative, but you are frustrated because you don't know how to be that. And also, talking about the inner child, it represents your childhood wounds, your childhood issues which you might have not solved yet, even if you are an adult. So what I'd like you to do, imagine this beautiful child version of you, maybe between the age of 4 and 7, whichever applies to you, and just meet her or meet him there. Recognize she or he is there. You can even hug her if you wish. And you might receive messages. What is the most burning issue right now you need to solve in order to move forward? And after you listen to this, you will notice the door at the other end of the room, which is now leading you up to the third floor, to your solar plexus chakra. Now, it might be a bright yellow door, but it could be anything. Just go with your intuition. Push it open and walk through that door. Now, standing in your own solar plexus chakra, I'd like you to feel, know how it feels like to be there, how you feel. And this room actually has 4 mirrors. And they are very interesting ones because the moment you look into the mirror, it will show up one of your qualities and it shows a percentage between 0 and 100% how high or low you are scoring in that certain quality. For example, the first mirror when you look into is measuring your confidence, your self-confidence. So just take the reading. You will have a number in your head, or you will see it, and just take it. Then go to the second mirror. This is measuring the same way your self-worth. So just go with that reading, whatever comes to you, whichever number, however surprising that might be. And then you walk to the third mirror, and this one is measuring how much you allow your ego to rule your life. And again, just read the number or listen to it or know it in some way. And then the last mirror is about how afraid you are of change, any type of change in your life. And just get the reading. Now, with this sense of on what level you are in these different areas, just take it in. And now you will see a door appearing at the other end of the room. Walk to the door and try to open it. Is it locked or is it opening very easily? Now, if your door is locked, it means right now you are locked into a fear state. So take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. When you breathe in, it can be fast. When you breathe out, make it very slow. And have the intention to work through your fears and allow that door to open to your heart. Because your heart is the seat of your soul, and that's where the unconditional love is flowing from to you. So just keep breathing slowly and deeply, and focus on your own heart. You can even touch it if it feels good for you, bringing your awareness down there. And feel that inside of your heart, there is this tiny ball of light, a pink light, which is love. So there is a tiny glimpse left inside of your lower self, your ego self. And as you are breathing and getting more relaxed, you start to feel that love is growing inside of you. And you feel that you start to surrender. You realize that it's so much easier if someone is guiding you, if you are not left on your own devices. And that someone is your very soul, your higher self, who is always looking out for you, whispering into your ear through your intuition. You just need to learn to use this help. Like when you learned to walk, sometimes you fell before you actually mastered it. This is the same with your intuition. The more you practice, the more reliable it becomes. As you start accepting that you are more than your physical body, your ego, you are really getting into a state of love. Because now your soul can connect with you and you can feel that an amazing support and wisdom, which you are. Now you notice the door suddenly opened up without you even trying, and light floods in, invites you to higher levels. So you walk through the door into the light, that bright, beautiful, radiant light you see, and just enjoy wherever it takes you. This is your heart chakra now, full of love and light. So look around here. It is a very different environment. It's definitely loving, supportive, caring, nurturing. And this room is large, it's abundant with everything you ever wanted. So make this room really comfortable, bring some fruit, nice food there, drinks. You can even have a balcony on this level which looks out to beautiful rich gardens maybe. And know that you can come here anytime you want. You don't need to walk through the first three floors. You can just imagine you are coming to your heart center, to this beautiful room full of everything you ever wanted. And make sure you sit down or lay down. You spend some time in there enjoying some beautiful food and drinks. So you actually feel like you are going home. And feel the love which is radiating to you from everything around you, and soak it up. You can stay here as long as you want, and when you feel like you had enough, then just move your fingers and toes, slowly come back to the room and open your eyes.